That's right, Nita. There's actually a petition calling for Benjamin Netanyahu to be barred from entering Australia, and it's already gathered more than 3,000 signatures. Now, following Foreign Minister Julie Bishop's invitation to the Israeli PM to visit Australia next year, the online petition refers to Netanyahu as the war criminal of the apartheid state of Israel. It also states that as Australians united from all different races and religions, we must come together in order to take a strong stance against this mass murdering war criminal. Now, this petition has been slammed by Jewish communal leaders. The chairman of the B'nai B'rith Anti-Defamation Commission, Dvi Abramovich, said that to charge that Prime Minister Netanyahu is a racist war criminal is an odious form of incitement, and to accuse Israel of using apartheid has no basis in reality.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, talking about Israeli dignitaries visiting Australia. Last week, Israel's Minister of Environmental Protection, Zev Elkin, visited Australia.
He did. I had a one-on-one chat with Zev Elkin. He was at the Limud FSU, the Russian Limud Festival in Manly, and I spoke to him about a whole bunch of issues, including the peace process, Vladimir Putin, and protecting the environment. Now, he's in Australia to meet with state and federal MPs to try and establish deep cooperation between Israel and Australia in the field of environmental protection. He met with our Minister of Energy and Environment, Josh Frydenberg, to learn more about Australia's experience in the field of environmental protection and to see where Israel can be helpful with its experience. Now, he also met with Julie Bishop and the Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong and said it's very important to keep high-level dialogue. He also met with Jewish community leaders in Sydney and Canberra. Now, I asked him about the peace process, Nitza, between Israel and the Palestinians. He told the Jewish News that we are ready to speak with Palestinians any time, but without preconditions. He said if somebody's ready to come to the meeting, only if you are ready to pay for him, obviously means that he's not interested in the dialogue itself. And I also asked him, does he believe peace can be achieved? And he replied, I'm very skeptical. Now, in February, he was the absorption minister, and he actually met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel for talks with Netanyahu. And he said that for Germany, the issue of immigration has become very important, and said that Israel came to the meeting with its experience in the field of absorption, with many ideas and a lot of experience of relatively successful absorption. Now, in April, Elkin also accompanied Netanyahu to a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and they discussed the situation in Syria. Elkin said that Israel is very active in the sky in Syria and said it's very important for Israel to try to prevent incidents such as what happened late last year between Russia and Turkey. I also asked him, what are Putin's views on Jews and on Israel? And he said that Vladimir Putin has a very positive view and approach to the Jews and to Israel. And he said that he has a good understanding about the security challenge that Israel needs to face. It's a fascinating interview, one-on-one with Zev Elkin. You can read more about it in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
Evan, Hadassah Australia invited Tim Costello, the CEO of Vision Australia, as the guest speaker, and some people objected.
That is correct. Hadassah Australia has defended its decision to host Tim Costello as its keynote speaker. This all follows allegations that the organization's director in Gaza has been diverting funds to the military wing of Hamas. Now, Mohammed El-Halabi is currently facing charges in an Israeli court. Now, 2 weeks ago, the AJN ran a piece and Costello condemned terror and said he would be shocked and outraged if these allegations were true. And he noted that World Vision has commissioned a new audit to investigate the claims. Now, Costello is due to deliver the Hadassah annual oration on November 2, and the topic is charity in a time of terror, from Gaza to Nauru, my world vision. Now, Zionist Federation of Australia President Danny Lamb said he was dismayed by the decision to let Costello speak. He said it seems to be a mistimed invitation given the current investigation into the misappropriation of Australian donated funds to World Vision finding their way to Hamas. However, the president of Hadassah Australia, Ron Finkel, told the Jewish News that Costello was actually invited to deliver the speech in February, long before the current scandal erupted. So there have been some mixed reactions to Tim Costello, who is set to speak at the Hadassah Australia annual oration.
We are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, big news for our listeners. Australian Treasurer Scott Morrison has announced that the country could sign a formal tax treaty with Israel next year.
That's right. If this happens, it'll be very, very exciting. He was addressing an Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce function in Melbourne last Friday, and he revealed that the government has now formally commenced negotiations with Israel on a tax treaty that will improve trade and investment by removing tax barriers for business, which he remains hopeful could be concluded in the first half of next year. He also told guests that we have had productive discussions with visiting Israeli officials on eliminating double taxation in order to reduce cross-border barriers to flows of people, investment and technology. So this is very exciting. The President of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Robert Good, welcomed the announcement and said that the treaty would improve trade and investment by removing tax barriers.
Evan, the photo of a gorgeous boy is on the front page of the AJN this week. What is the story behind this boy?
His name is Harry Felanitsa. He's 5 years old. He loves trains. He collects footy cards. He watches the AFL. For the most part, he fits the bill of your average preschooler. But Harry was born with Usher syndrome, which is a rare genetic condition, which means he has been deaf since birth. He encounters trouble with his balance, and tragically, he will likely begin to lose his eyesight before adolescence. Notably, although Usher syndrome comes in many different types, the version that Harry has is caused by a gene associated with Ashkenazi Jews. Experts believe only 5,000 people in the whole world have Usher syndrome type 1F, and Harry is the only one currently known in Australia. His mum, Holly, told the Jewish News that Harry's story is about the fact that it is specifically a Jewish gene that has affected his outcome in life. Now, unsurprisingly, Nita, Harry's parents are unwilling to sit back and wait for their son to lose his vision. Since finding out for sure that Harry had the condition in early 2014, they have been doing everything in their power to see a cure is found before Harry becomes blind. This has included attending global conferences, speaking to world-leading specialists, and knocking on doors of research institutions. Now, Nita, the family is optimistic that a treatment will come through in time for Harry. So is everyone else. We wish him all the very best. And you can read that story on page 3 of this week's Jewish News.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Limud Oz is back, but in a different form.
In a very different form. In fact, in a Russian form. It's called Limud FSU. It stands for Former Soviet Union. And Borscht, Vodka, and a host of local and international presenters were on the menu at this conference, which was held in Manly last weekend. Around 250 people from across Australia attended this festival, which comprised thought-provoking discussions, musical performances, social activities, and, of course, lots of Russian food and beverage. Among the guests were Zev Elkin, as well as the Israeli ambassador Shmuel Ben Shmuel, and the deputy mayor of Ashkelon, Boris Manor. Now, the event's MC, Alex Rivchin, said that the event is a testament to how far we've come and to how free we are. He says, what a triumph that after everything the Russian Jews have endured, that no pogrom, no Babi Yar, no doctor's plot or Birbijan could break our spirit or take away our essence as Jews. It was a fantastic festival, Nitsa. It ran last weekend on Saturday night and all of Sunday. I was there in Manly, and we look forward to the next Limud FSU, the inaugural festival. It all kicked off in Melbourne last year, and this year it's come to Sydney. We'll all be watching very closely to see what happens next.
And Evan, I can reveal to our listeners that your parents are from the former Soviet Union.
They are indeed. They were born in Odessa in Ukraine in the former Soviet Union. I'm born here, but I speak Russian. And you know what was amazing, Nitsa? I actually saw my old primary Russian teacher at this festival. I haven't seen her in so many years. Her name is Slava Mikhailovna. She taught me how to speak Russian. She was there, and I gave her a big hug. And she was very, very happy to see me, all growing up and working for the Jewish News and reporting on the festival. So it was a fantastic event.
It is indeed. Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much and have a great week.